KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's 60 degrees and fair in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today with a high around 81 and winds out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Western Iowa news, Donald Trump Jr. headlined a campaign rally in Trainer yesterday. He told a crowd of about 250 that Joe Biden is camouflage for the radical left.
You're not moderate Joe with Kamala Harris as your VP. You're not moderate Joe with Beto, hell yeah, I'll take your AR-15 as your guns are. Right? You're not moderate Joe stealing Bernie Sanders' platform. Like, that's literally his policy. That is a radical Marxist policy.
According to the president's 42-year-old son, Democrats are no longer Democrats, they're communists. As his father did in 2016, the younger Trump has a populist message, accusing Biden of being a globalist when it comes to communist China.
For 50 years, he's been telling us, no, if we make them really rich and successful, maybe they'll be like us.
The president's oldest son joked that Trump derangement syndrome is worse than COVID-19, and the crowd and Trainer cheered.
We don't have the benefit of billions of dollars in the media. What we have the benefit of is hard-working Americans who have had enough, who want to live their American dream. We have you guys.
One of the loudest crowd responses was when the president's son mentioned his father's nomination for the Nobel Prize. Nebraska Democrats responded to Trump's appearance less than 20 miles from Omaha, saying that no member of the Trump family has any credibility to talk honestly with voters after the president admitted to downplaying the pandemic. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to discuss this morning speed limits and other matters pertaining to a roadway, including a portion of 620th Street, to and from a new Shilbrook rock quarry south of Atlantic. Their meeting begins at 9 o'clock and is available for viewing electronically through a link in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Well, during the board's meeting last week, three county citizens asked the supervisors to consider what can be done to mitigate safety and environmental problems on the roadway south of Atlantic due to traffic resulting from the opening of the quarry south of Atlantic west of Highway 71 on Lansing Road. After due discussion, the county engineer said that he would meet with representatives of Shilbrook's and look into establishing a lower speed limit on a roadway which includes a portion of 620th, as I mentioned. In other business, the board will act on establishing an amount in a resolution requesting reimbursement from the Iowa COVID-19 Government Relief Fund for eligible costs related to the COVID-19 public health emergency. They're also expected to act on approving a fiscal year 2019-2020 urban renewal report and hear from various department heads with their reports as they are available. Well, the Adair and Guthrie County Management Coordinator Bob Kempf said on Monday that after having consulted the fire chiefs from both counties, the ban on open burning was officially lifted. The restriction was removed at noon yesterday and had been implemented on September the 4th due to extremely dry and often windy conditions. Cass County, however, remains under an open burning ban. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is helping the U.S. Forest Service fight wildfires out west. A total of 17 Iowans have been deployed in the past month, working wildfires in California, Colorado, Idaho, and Montana. With the extremely damaging and deadly fires in those states this year, the DNR's state wildlife fire supervisor, Gail Kantek, says it's important that Iowa has the resources to send.
All the firefighters are trained really well. They go out and they get experience in fire behavior that they can't get in Iowa. And so not only are they helping by supporting the National Fire Program, but they're also gaining experience and knowledge and skills that they couldn't get at home.
Kendrick says they'll bring those skills back to Iowa, which helps to improve Iowa's fire programs. Firefighters would usually mingle a lot once they arrive at their campsite, but she says that's been a challenge because of the pandemic.
Everybody has masks on that they may not normally have, and they have to eat in their own module groups, so there's a whole lot less interaction.
At least 40 people have signed up this year to fight wildfires outside of Iowa. Kantek says the DNR trains the individuals, who range from local firefighters to conservation board members to college students. Currently, four Iowa firefighters, along with an engine and a support vehicle, are helping to battle flames in Idaho, while one firefighter is assisting in California. and federal regulators have handed a victory to corn farmers by refusing to allow a group of petroleum refiners in 14 states to forego requirements to blend ethanol into the gasoline they make. Members of the Congress from farm states have heavily lobbied President Trump to reject the waiver requests for months. Those representing oil-producing states supported the waivers, which were originally designed to help small refineries, but were also granted by EPA in recent years to larger refineries. The decision comes 50 days before the presidential election, which Trump needs support of farmers to help carry several Midwestern states yet again. In our funeral announcements, Gary Mulford, age 76, of Audubon, died Monday at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Gary Mulford will be held on Friday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Albert Bud Weif, age 91, who's formerly of Harlan, died September 11th in Johnston. A celebration of life for Bud Weif will be held on Friday at 3 o'clock at the Ankeny Free Church. Following the service, a gathering will be held in the outdoor courtyard. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Sherry Dickerson, age 80, of Boone and formerly of Messina, died Saturday. A celebration of life for Sherry Dickerson will be held this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Nishna Valley Funeral Home in Shenandoah. Due to state and federal guidance on gatherings due to COVID-19 pandemic, social distancing will be practiced and the family encourages you to wear a mask. Nancy Finnell, age 72, of Linden, died September 10th at the Stewart Community Care Center. A visitation for Nancy Finnell will be on Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Yale Community Building. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. Warren Elwood, age 80, of Elliott, died Sunday in Red Oak. No services are planned for Warren Elwood. A private burial will be held at a later date. As a check of the news brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.